His arms are open wide. This is WCNO Palm City, the good news station.
Welcome to Your Time with God in the Raw Ministry. Prophetess Dr. Charmaine Gilpaird from the Seventh-day Church of the Living God invites you to tap into this anointed hour. There is a powerful word that is headed your direction, one that will change the very course of your life. Be blessed.
You never to lose hope, for our God is not dead. Nudge your neighbor and say, neighbor, don't lose hope, for God is not dead. Take the time out and text somebody today. Call somebody today and tell them, don't lose hope, for God is not dead. Come on and praise him if you believe him with me. Come on and praise him. In life, we have our ups and our downs. In life, sometimes things are good, and then there are days when things are bad. When things are good, we rejoice and we are happy. But when things don't look so bright, we become depressed and perplexed and worried and stressful. Somebody say, but God is not dead. The God that had provided for you in the past, he is the same God that will provide for you again. He is not dead. It's a comforting knowing that there is a God that looks beyond our circumstance. It's a comforting knowing that there is a God that understands. It's a comforting knowing that amidst the struggles, that we can relax because our better days are still ahead of us. Come on and tell two people, my better days are still ahead of me. I want to bring your focus to 1 John 5. 1 John 5. And I'm reading from the verse 7. When you find it, say amen. For there are three that bear record in heaven: the Father, the Word, and the Holy Ghost. There are three that bear record in heaven: the Father, the Word, and the Holy Ghost. And we want to call them by their rightful name today. What is the name of the Father? His name is Yahweh. The God of Abraham, our father. The Word. Who is the Word? His name is Yahshua HaMashiach. Then we have the Holy Ghost. Who
because God is not dead. God did not trust an angel with the record keeping. Oh, I wish somebody would praise God. Can you imagine if God had trusted Lucifer with your record? Oh, somebody ought to bless God if you understand what I'm talking about. But he trusts himself. And then he trusts the greatest part of himself, his only son, his inheritance. And then he trusts the inner being of himself, the Holy Spirit, the Ruach HaKodesh. In other words, if I should break down the Ruach HaKodesh to you, it's the computer of God. Oh, somebody bless God. And they are bearing records. I told you about the letter I received from the prison. And if you're listening to me out there, yes, I got your letter. The letter states, I'm innocent. And this person is requesting prayer. And I do believe that if this person is indeed innocent, the record keeper in heaven is going to release this individual. Hallelujah, thine the glory. There are so many records that are kept here on earth about you and about you and about you. Come on now. And let me tell you something, that heaven has a record on every man. He knows when you come and he knows when you go. He knows when you're wretched and he knows when you're good. He knows when you're guilty and he knows when you're innocent. And by the power vested in me today, I'm sending out a release. Heaven, pull out this young man's record and send out a message to lawyers and judges. In the name of Yahshua HaMashiach, I stand in agreement. The word of the Lord said, if two or three people come together and touch and agree, he said, I'll come in the midst. He'll come in the midst because he got the record. He got the record. Or tell somebody, God have my record. And if God have my record, who can overthrow me? If God have my record, who can defeat me? If God have my record, he will set me free. He will set you free. Somebody shout, yes, he will. I love this part of verse 7. He says, and these three are one. It simply means they are strong. They are unstoppable. They are unbreakable. Not like that. They are unbeatable. Oh, somebody bless God in the highest. So wherever the Father is, the Son is. And wherever the Son is, the Ruach HaKodesh is. Tell somebody, don't mess with me. Because Yahweh is not coming by himself. And Yahshua is not coming by himself. Oh, tell somebody, there's a gang in heaven. Consists of three in one. And you don't want to trifle with them. Oh, somebody bless God. Lord, I praise you. Lord, I praise you. Lord, I praise you. Lord, I thank you. Do you know what it feels like to be in the company of these three? Hallelujah. Who can defeat us? Where is your hope? Where is your hope? Who can stop you? Repeat after me, the earth is his. And all that is in the earth is his. He owns the lawyers and the judges. And he owns all the cattle upon 1,000 hills. You cannot be hungry. Somebody bless the God of heaven. And there are three that bear witness in earth. The spirit, the water, and the blood. And these three agree in one. Hello. You see how God can multiply himself. Not somebody tell him that the God that we serve is a God of multiplication. Oh, somebody bless God. So if you trifle with me in the heaven, you cannot win. And if you trifle with me in the earth, you cannot win. Oh, somebody bless God. If he received the witnesses of men, the witnesses of God is greater. Whose report will you believe? Hello? For this is the witness of God, which he has testified of his Son. He that believeth on the Son of God hath the witness in himself. When you believe in the Son of God, you know it. Because he bear witness in you. Don't come to the pastor to ask the pastor, Pastor, you think I'm saved? Pastor, you think that Jesus is with me? Pastor, do you really think that Jesus loved me? Stop being stupid. Stop acting foolish. If the Son is in you, he bear witness that he is with you. You ask, what are some of the witness? How can I really tell that he is with me? He walks with you. He talks with you. He protects you. Hello? He covers you. He hides you. When you pray, he responds to you. Somebody bless God. When you're sad, he makes you glad. Oh, somebody bless God when you should have lost your mind. Hey! When you should have gone crazy. When you should have been dead. Oh, Holy Ghost. Tell somebody he walked with me, and he talks with me, and he tells me that I am his own. When the burdens press and the cares distress, when the way goes weary and long. Oh, yes, he cares. Yes, he cares. Oh, God. It doesn't matter how long it takes, he will magnify himself. Tell somebody, if you have the Christ, he will magnify himself in you. Come on, not your neighbor and say, be hopeful. Your God is not dead. Let me explain this to you. I want to tell you how much power you have. When you have the Son of God, you don't just have the Son of God. When you have the Son of God, you have God. And when you have God, you have the Ruach HaKodesh. Powerful you are. Now tell your neighbor, that's how powerful you are. Hold on. But then the enemy, he tells you, you don't have him. So you become depressed. And then he tells you how you don't earn enough to take care of yourself. So you need a sugar daddy on the side. Because, you know, he can get you those stuff that your paycheck can get. But if you have the Christ, you have God. And if you have God, you have the Holy Spirit. You don't need, tell somebody, I don't need nothing else. Everything else I might want. Ladies, if you're listening to me, you should never be in a predicament where you need a man. You should want a man, but he should never become a need. Because all our needs are already met. Now, your neighbor said, don't mix up your needs with your wants. Come on, say, have hope. Because all that you need, the Christ you have, he will provide. Mighty God of Daniel. Verse 10, he that believeth on the Son of God has the weakness in himself. He that believeth not, God has made him a liar. Because he believeth not the record that God gave of his Son. Now, your neighbor said, you have to believe the record. Because his record is never wrong. I went to my bank the other day, and I went through drive-thru 2 days in a row. When I didn't have my bank card on me, and I don't have my bank account on me. So I sent through my driver's license. And I said, do XYZ, pull up my account. The first day, no problem, they pull up the account. The next day I went back, the young man said, Mrs. Spear, are you sure you have an account with us? I said, yes. He said, what's your date of birth? I gave my date of birth. He said, well, ma'am, I think you need to come inside because we don't have that date of birth on you. Now, I've been with this bank for years. Are you listening? So I went inside the bank and I had to wait to speak with the manager. And then the manager came and she called me in her office. And I said to her, first of all, I said, that young man at the drive-thru is a keeper. And I said, you need to give him a raise. I said, I've been with this bank for so many years. I said, I came through the drive-thru yesterday. And nobody noticed that my birthday don't match up. Hello? And this young man take one look and noticed that something was off. When she asked me for my birthday and I gave it to her, she said, so how could we miss this? Because that's not your birthday. And she said, what's your husband's birthday? I gave her my husband's birthday. So now when she looked, my husband's birthday is my birthday and his birthday is my birthday. And these two shall become. And you know the funny story about it is that bank offered me a credit card, like maybe 2 months ago. And so I when I completed the application, they said someone will get in touch with you. And immediately my phone rang and they started to ask me my social security number, and I gave them my birthday, and they said, ma'am, the information you give to us is not right. You need to go into your bank. Went to the bank, and even then, nobody catch that. And I didn't get the credit card. And I know my credit wasn't bad, that I couldn't get the credit card. But no, I just find out that I couldn't get the credit card because my birthday doesn't match. Because the bank has the wrong record. Somebody bless God. Somebody bless God. And God is saying in his words is that if you don't believe, you make God a liar. He that believeth not made God to be a what? A liar. Tell somebody you can't prosper if you don't believe the record that is in heaven. Verse 11, and this is the record that God has given to us, eternal life. Lord, have mercy. Nudge your neighbor and say, take that look off your face and start smiling. Get happy. Get hopeful. Come on, tell somebody, believe the record. Believe the record. Come on, tell somebody, believe the record. Come and tell somebody that this is not eternal life, but God has given us eternal life through his son. Now that is something to rejoice about. You know the beauty about this is that even if you are in prison with life sentence, you can still obtain eternal life if you believe that record. Oh, Lord God, I bless your name. He that has the Son. Verse 12. Just tuning in. We're in 1 John chapter 5. The verse 12 said, he that has the Son has life. Now get up on your feet and tell somebody, I will live. Come on, come on, tell somebody else, I will live. Come on, tell somebody, no job, I will live. No house, I will live. No car, I will live. No money in the bank, I will live. You will live. So rejoice and be hopeful. You will live. I'm bringing this thing to a close. Thank you, God. He that has the Son has life, and he that has not the Son of God has not life. So if you want to be depressed and act like you have no life, go ahead on. But don't you dare embarrass God. If you confess that you have his Son, hold your head up and live. Come on, not somebody that said, hold your head up and live. You have life. Oh, somebody ought to bless the name of Yahshua Amasiah. Come on and put the worry down and live. Listen to verse 13. These things have I written unto you. These things have I written unto you that believe in the name of the Son of God, that he may know that he have eternal life, and that he may believe on the name of the Son of God. I stop by to let you know that you have eternal life if you believe on the Son of God. Now call somebody and tell them you have eternal life if you believe on the Son of God. So tell somebody, take down the red tapes. Mighty God, now I come to the climax of all that I'm trying to say to you on today. Verse 14. And this is the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he heareth us. This is, turn to your neighbor and repeat that. Said, this is the confidence that we have in Yahshua, that if we ask anything in his name, he heareth us. So what's your problem? My people have not because they ask not. Stand on your feet everywhere. Can I tell you today that every petition that you have made, God has it. He has your petition. If you're in the prison house, lift up your hands. If you're in the car, lift up a hand. If you're in that living room, lift up your hands. If you're in your bed, lift up your hands and make your petition known unto God. Come on now and give it all to him, to him, to him, to him, to him, to him.
If you would like a copy of this message, call 561-429-5743 or 1-888-91-GOD-IN-THE-RAW. Follow God in the Raw on Facebook and Twitter, and visit us on our website at www.godintheraw.org. If you would like to partner with God in the Raw today and help us keep this radio ministry alive, you can go to our website or visit us at 2400 Ware Drive, West Palm Beach, Florida, 33409, or call 1-888-91-GOD-IN-THE-RAW. Be blessed. Be blessed. Be blessed.